Hello and welcome to the first personal development podcast with a French touch. I'm Laurita and my mission is to help you unleash your infinite potential. I am a certified coach and today I'm going out of my comfort zone by proposing you a totally English-speaking podcast, and I guess this is the first but not the last one. Good morning, Nadine. Thank you so much for your time. Today we're going to speak about divine feminine because you're specialized in that. So can you please start by introducing yourself? Tell us who you are, what you do.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your podcast. So my name is Nadine Lee and I'm a feminine embodiment activator, guide, mentor, and teacher of the tantric arts. And I have a company called Tantric Alchemy, a movement called Tantric Alchemy, and it's a school that offers, you know, courses, trainings, and mentorships for mainly women, also a few men, but mainly women in really reconnecting to their sacred sexuality, to their femininity, and, you know, ultimately from that place awakening their fullest creative potential, like what they want to create in their life. And so, you know, I offer a lot of work around all things to do with femininity, so like menstruation, conscious menstruation, sacred sexuality, the tantric arts, including the jade egg practices, archetypes, and also how to integrate feminine into your business. So how to really like integrate, yeah, those principles of feminine and masculine in, you know, your relationships as well as your business and your life in general. And yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years or so. And my journey has just been an extension of what I've kind of gone through in my life, and my offerings in the world are really just a soul calling of things that I've shifted through in my journey and healed and alchemized. And then, you know, from that place, then I can guide others through what I've essentially been initiated into through my journey.
Wow, impressive. And can you tell us more about why you started this journey in your life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've always been really connected to my sexuality and spirituality, like the two together, from such a young age. So I remember being 6 years old and, you know, remembering or just questioning, like questioning God, questioning like, who am I, what is this, and also having a connection to my sexuality at such a young age and exploring that and being very curious. So, you know, those two elements at such a young age, usually it's like what I've heard from a lot of like, you know, spiritual teachers and things. It's like if you have that at such a young age, you're usually going to be a teacher of some sorts, or like going on a spiritual path. You're not going to be living a mainstream life, you know, I didn't know this at the time. I was just living my life being curious. And then when I was 14, I had an experience, like a Kundalini awakening experience, and that really shifted a lot for me. And it was kind of like the catalyst for a huge shift in consciousness, and I didn't know how to really deal with it at the time. So how I kind of dealt with that was through eating disorders and experiencing a lot of like depression, anxiety, because I didn't know how to manage this spiritual energy that came through me at such a young age, at 14. And then it was like not until about 20 that I learned how to work with that energy and integrate it essentially, and I found yoga and tantra and meditation, and that's really been the path. And you know, I was just not like planning to be teaching this stuff actually. Like I just wanted to be a nutritionist. You know, I was studying nutrition because I was dealing my own eating disorder stuff, and I was like, you know, I just want to study nutrition, and this is my real passion, is just health, and I'm going to just, you know, help women with body image issues and help them, you know, feel good in their body. And then, you know, as I kept going on my healing journey, I kept coming back and facing this core wound around like my sexuality and having sexual abuse at such a young age. And so I was just really deeply immersed in this, and tantra came and sacred sexuality practices and, you know, child healing and shadow work, all these things were coming. And I just saw the power in it, you know, transformed my life. And it's just, it just kind of, my work evolved from just like working eating disorder stuff to full on root cause of a lot of what eating disorders is stemming from, which is usually things to do with your connection to your feminine essence and to your sexuality. So that's a nutshell.
Wow, that's a lot. You've been through a lot. That's very interesting though. And so can you define for us what is for you divine feminine and divine masculine? So we speak about the same thing.
Yeah, so I mean, if we look at it beyond just like a human man, a human woman, the divine feminine, like feminine energy is, and masculine energy are like the duality that we're living in, the principles that are like, you know, that we see in our world. So, you know, looking at it as qualities more than identifying as a man, woman. So masculine qualities, like when you're embodying your divine masculine, you're really embodying your sense of purpose, direction, discipline, presence, integrity, and yeah, just that sense of, yeah, like an expanded consciousness, you know, that connection to consciousness. And then the feminine qualities, you know, manifest in the qualities such as, you know, intuition, creativity, manifestation. So being like in the body and in this physical emotion and sexuality and your connection to those things. And, you know, your compassion and your nurturing qualities. So, you know, you can see like these qualities are within all of us, men and women, but if you're born as a woman, you're naturally going to have more feminine qualities, and if you're born as a man, you're naturally going to have more masculine.
Right.
And you know, I really believe like given these bodies as an experience to experience more of that feminine side, if we're born as a woman, you know, we've got a womb, we have the ability to create a human in our womb, and we bleed every month. Like you can't deny these like physical things that are actually biological things that are happening on that level. And you know, so tantra is really about balancing those and bringing those two energies into harmony, dancing with them, but like finding that, like that union, the inner union of your inner masculine and your inner feminine qualities. But obviously as a woman, you'll naturally just be like a little bit more on the feminine side, and then the men will naturally be more in the masculine. And, you know, we see this now, like many women are actually more masculine and many men are actually turning more feminine qualities. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I think people are just on their journeys to balance out the inner world. So maybe you've been in your feminine qualities for your whole life as a woman, and you have no connection to your masculine energy. So it's like you need to kind of take a journey into those, the other side of the spectrum, and explore that. And then you naturally just come back into harmony. It's just how it works with any kind of polarity. And then the same with men, you know, a lot of men have never even accessed their feminine energy. So a lot of them, you know, we see, yeah, like becoming more in touch with that creativity and like their feeling for the first time. And you know, a lot of guys can go full feminine and just like kind of get lost in that, but eventually they're gonna come back to the balance. You know, you just have to kind of always come back to harmony. You know we're always trying to seek harmony, but sometimes we have to go to the other side of the polarity to.
And I myself find it very difficult to connect to my feminine energy. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. So what would be your advice for someone like me?
Yeah. I mean, like the most powerful ways to access your feminine as a woman is really to tap into like your vulnerability. So, you know, really like sharing what's inside of you and really accessing those deeper parts of you, which are your emotions, and trying to express those in a way that's like really from the heart, you know, so that vulnerability piece. And then the other way is like becoming more receptive.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of us women, you know, we can do a lot now. We can make our own money. We can like travel alone. We can do all these things alone. And it's almost like it's a good thing, but it's also, we've also got to remember to allow ourselves to just drop back and be like, oh, someone else, like a man can, you know, do something for me, and like I can receive his like support. And yeah, and even like, you know, when you're dating, like, or in a relationship, it's like we often try and just take control and like think that, like, you know, the guy can't do anything, then incapable, and that's, you know, essentially you're being in your masculine, and they're not having the chance to be in their masculine. And you know, so you want to like just trust and let go of that control and just let like the masculine lead. And you know, you're not just going to let any man lead you. You got to build that trust first and like, you know, build that kind of connection. But you know, little things you can let slide, like if you're just going on a first date, it's like just let the guy choose where you go. You know, that's not going to be a huge, like, that's not going to harm you in the long run. Like just practicing like these little things. Or you know, if a man offers to carry a bag, like even though it's like not even that heavy, just allow him to be like, yeah, that would be amazing. You know, so just like practicing little things of receiving.
Right, receiving. Well, I'm going to try. And I've read on your website that your mission is to help people break down conditionings and stories that hold them back for living their truest potential. So to you, what is the biggest challenge that your clients are currently facing, if you have to choose only one?
Yeah, I mean, like at the moment I'm running a group for women. It's 40 women actually inside of this group. It's called Pleasure Principles. It's all about sexuality and pleasure and orgasm. And a lot of the blockages there are being in the head and, yeah, I guess not able to surrender and receive sexually. And you know, obviously that leads into life. So yeah, just kind of just not, I guess, being in the feminine essentially.
Okay, yeah. So I'm the perfect fit for you. And how can we unleash our sexual energy?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's a pretty in-depth process, just trying to bring it into one or two words. But I think, like, you know, ultimately it's just coming into your body is the first one, like really inhabiting your body. So getting out of your head and making that descent into the body. So, you know, through that process, you have, well, yeah, like feeling, you know, feeling your body, like actually inhabiting your body. So, yeah, you know, touching your body for sure, like connecting with your body in that way. But ultimately what brings you deeper into your body is really feeling. Because when you get out of your head and into your body, you have to actually feel your emotions, because your emotions really get stored in your body, not your mind. So it's like when you can feel more, you're more connected to your pleasure ultimately, because you're accessing energy that just wants to be unlocked within your body. And so when that energy gets unlocked, then your sexual energy, like your life force energy, can flow freely. So when you're in your head all the time, in your mind, and like you're not like going into the body and feeling emotion, then it will, you'll have all these blockages, and you won't, it's like a, you know, like a hose. It's like a kink in the hose, so the water can't flow freely through your body. And the water is that like sexual energy, life force energy. So when you can like express your sadness, express your rage, express your anger and fully feel it, you know, then it can free up a lot of energy.
Yeah, basically connecting to your inner self. And so what is sexy for you? What is being sexy? What does it mean?
I mean, it's like, it's just really being in your body and just being your authentic self. Like I find that is the ultimate, you know, definition of sexy. So you know, if you can tell someone's just fully inhabiting their body and exuding confidence and just really self-assured, like that's sexy. You know, it's not about pouty lips and like, you know, fake boobs. It's like, you've probably seen that, like some people who have all these like superficial beauty, but you can't really feel like the energetic that matches that. Or you might meet someone who, you know, is just like a
right
average Joe, like a guy or a girl, like, and it's like you can feel like something is inside of them, and it's that like inner qualities of sexiness that really are the true, I guess, like barometer of sexy.
Like talking to you when you were a child.
Just start to, you know, inner child work is really powerful to go on that journey to loving all the parts.
Love it. Sexy is an energy. I love it. And so last but not least, how to boost self-confidence.
Yeah, so I teach a lot of my work is working with your inner child as the foundation, you know, because if we don't have like a healthy inner child and we don't honor that, you know, we can't really function in relationships, and we have trouble functioning in relationships and, you know, feeling safe and feeling confident because there's this like inner child that's basically being like crying inside of us, you know, and so we would like maybe go and step forward in our life, but then these like problems of the inner child, like unworthiness or fears, they come up. So working with the inner child is like going to the root cause, and I work with that in, you know, my clients and in my workshops and programs a lot. It's like kind of the basis of everything. And that really is the root cause of a lot of lack of self-love and lack of confidence.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And how does it work if we want to work with you? Is it like online classes or in person?
Yeah, I teach this in, you know, my course, The Creatress, an online course, and also in Fempire, which is an online course, and also in my online programs like Pleasure Principles I was mentioning, and also in my mentorships, which is online. So yeah, it can all be done online.
okay, cool, great. I'm going to share every information that you have in the note, and thank you so very much, Nadine, for this interview. It was very inspiring, and for sure I will follow your journey on social medias. That's it for today. I hope you enjoy as much as I did, and talk to you soon in the next episode.